How many of you are night owls? I mean, when I was in college, I was a night owl. I started staying up later and later every single year, but I didn't even realize I had a problem till my junior year. Now, looking back, I had FOMO before FOMO was a thing. I just didn't want to miss out on any of the fun that was happening in my life. And so I stayed up into the wee hours of the morning, just hoping to hang out with people and be present when fun was happening. As a result, though, was always tired. When I was tired, I drank more coffee. When I drank more coffee, I just stayed up late again. But here's the kicker. I had early classes. I mean, I literally had an 8 a.m. class. Just a little note to yourself in college, never do that. 8 a.m. classes are not a good idea, but I had one. And I was starting to sleep in more and more and missing that class more and more. And then I rolled out of bed, and when I did make it to class, I was so tired I couldn't even focus. And this was an important class. This was German 2002, okay? Now, before I knew it, I was not doing well in this class. For the first time in my educational career, I was failing a class. My lack of sleep was having an effect on more than just my social life. And so I decided to go to bed earlier. Actually, I talked about going to bed earlier, but I don't think I ever actually did because of this FOMO. And because change is just hard. But years later, I now see that change would have done so much good for me. I would have done better in my classes. I would have had a better attitude. I would have made better decisions, and I wouldn't have had so much relationship drama if I'd only made that one simple change. Now, we've been talking a lot about change and how it is a good thing. And obviously, it would have been a good thing for me if I just went to bed earlier and maybe drank less coffee and studied more. But see, change is a good thing, but is change a good thing for everyone? I mean, for you and me, change can be a good thing because hopefully it means that we are growing and becoming better versions of ourselves. But here's a question. What about God? Should God change? Or can God change? Has God ever changed? Sometimes we may want God to change because of difficult changes that we are facing in our own lives. Your parents are getting a divorce, or maybe a sibling moved away for college. Maybe you're dealing with grief over the loss of a friend or a family member. Maybe you just changed schools, or maybe you had to move. Let's say you were injured playing a sport and you lost your chance to make the varsity team, or maybe things just aren't what you expected and you're having a rough time. In the midst of whatever you're going through, maybe you've said something like, "Why can't God?" Or, "I just wish God," or, "I can't believe God," or, "Why can't God make an exception this one time?" Take a moment and think about this. What would happen if God actually did what you wanted God to do when you wanted God to do it? What if God changed as often as you change your outfits before going somewhere? What if God's mind changed as often as some of us change what we want to eat? What if God changed like the trends do each season? Let's just say that God does change like we do. And maybe God answers the wishful prayers that we pray when we're stuck. What if God is like our personal genie granting our wishes? As wonderful as that may sound, what's the trade-off? See, if God changes and maybe does what we want, but then what happens when everyone is asking for something different? Or what happens when God promises one thing, but then decides not to keep that promise? What if God becomes unreliable? Is that really what we want? Is that really who we want God to be in the long run? Now, to wrestle with this question, let's take a look at a book in the New Testament called James. Now, James was written by the half-brother of Jesus named James. James wrote a letter to Jesus' followers in the first century about practically living out their faith. And I love what James says as it relates to understanding who God is. He says, "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow." James is saying that every good thing we have, life and love and friendship, it comes from God because goodness is a part of God's character. God is good and perfect. The Greek word used for perfect means complete and lacking nothing. And James says these good things are gifts from God, our Father. And just as a father loves giving his kids something good or a fun gift that he knows his child will love, God loves giving us good things too. But the reality is, not all good gifts seem like good gifts at first. In the original Karate Kid from the 1980s, yes, I am that old, Daniel LaRusso wants to learn martial arts, and he asks Mr. Miyagi to teach him. But instead of training him in a traditional manner, Mr. Miyagi gives him a series of chores to do. So Daniel has to sand the floor, and he has to wax the car, he has to paint the house, he has to paint the fence. And Daniel's tired and sore and frustrated that he's doing all of this work, but not learning anything about karate. But in one famous scene, Mr. Miyagi asked Daniel to show him how to sand the floor, and how to wax the car, how to paint the house, paint the fence. And it turns out that these repetitive movements that Daniel has practiced for days are actually key movements to block punches and kicks. He's been learning karate all along. Now, Daniel could not see beyond what was right in front of him. All he could focus on were the long hours and his sore arms. Mr. Miyagi had a plan. He knew the value of those simple chores. He knew Daniel was building muscle memory and would be able to instinctually use those learned motions at a moment's notice. This was the beginning of his training. Sometimes we can't see the value of something because we don't fully understand the bigger picture, or we can't see what the long-term benefits are. But what if God is developing something in you or teaching you something now that will prepare you for the future? So let's go back to the end of James 1:17 again. It says, he never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Now, shifting shadows are not actually caused by the sun moving, but by the earth moving. The sun itself actually stays the same, although it may look different to us because the earth rotates around it and the clouds may move to cover it. But just as the sun remains the same, so does God. God doesn't change, and that's a good thing. In our society, it feels like everything is changing and temporary. Society tells us to always search for whatever is faster or stronger or newer or better. Fashion tells us that what we wore last season isn't in anymore, so you better keep up if you want to fit in. Relationships, they come and they go. And even our bodies are continually changing. I mean, thanks a lot, puberty and emotions and hormones. But in an ever-changing world, God remains the same. God is constant and steady. God is the same yesterday and today and forever. The God who calmed the storm still offers peace today. The God who used David, a child, to slay Goliath still empowers young people today. The God who changed Paul the Apostle's life completely still changes lives today. The God who heals and redeems still heals today. And the God who sent his son to die on the cross because he loves you still loves you today. How many of you love the sound of the ocean? I mean, just listen for a second. Just look at this. There is never a single day when you would show up and the ocean wouldn't be there. You wouldn't get to the beach and be like, no, we're too late, we missed it. Like, no, it's always there. The waves are always crashing. Daytime, nighttime, good weather, bad weather. It's always there, it's constant. And King David wrote Psalm 136, and some people sing it every single day. And I just want you to look at these two lines in that poem. Says, give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. God's love is as faithful and as constant as the ocean waves. So let's look at this one more time. The God who created these waters is as constant as the ocean waves. His love is as faithful as the ocean being there. God's unchanging nature is a gift because God does not shift. And God does not break, and God does not change. God doesn't change, and that's a good thing. Now, maybe you're asking, God doesn't change. What does that mean for me? How should that affect the way that I view or I interact with God? So here are a few things that I'd love for you to consider. First, get to know God's character and God's promises. Here are some of the things that I love about who God is. In Scripture, we see God is good, God loves you, God forgives you. God is full of compassion. God is just and merciful. God is full of grace and truth. God does miracles and uses unlikely people. God knows you, and God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Next, learn to trust and rely on who God is, even if you don't always understand what God is doing. That's what faith is. Believing in something you can't see or understand. And our faith is strengthened by practice. And it's okay to start small, because with practice, it will grow. You can draw strength and comfort from knowing that God is constant and does not change, even when everything around you feels like a wild roller coaster. And lastly, you can talk to God about it. Ask God to reveal more about who God is to you. Ask God to help you to trust God and build your faith. Ask God to open your eyes to see the bigger picture, to zoom out to what He might be doing. What might God be teaching you? What does God want to develop in you? See, God doesn't change, and that's a good thing. But accepting that God does not change may be hard, and embracing that it's a good thing might be a challenge. When we are able to take a step back and see how God's unchanging nature is actually one of those good and perfect gifts that God gives us, we can begin to see how God's constant character and His continued promises are for our good too. So when you head to group, take a moment to talk to God about God's unchanging nature. What is something that you need God's help to understand?